All right, B-Lo, we're live.
Good evening. It's about time.
You know, it's been a couple weeks since we recorded, and we have a lot to catch up on because you have been hounding me with questions on Snapchat and text. But I said, let's save it for the show.
I don't know if I've been hounding you.
No.
Last we spoke, you were going out on a few dates. And I wanted to hear the results of said dates.
We're going to get right into that, so I'm in a bit anymore because I got to fill you in, and then I'm going to have to seek your counsel and see where we go.
I will give you counsel, but I do want to ask one question because I want people to know, and I'll be very short with this.
Yeah.
I went away this past week.
To prison.
Well, not prison this time. And I went out for dinner. And I went to the bar. And I sat down. I was eating dinner by myself. I went out by myself to go sit for dinner at the bar. To make a long story short, you know, I'm friendly. I talk to people sitting there by myself. And there was this older lady that sat next to me. She was sitting there ahead of time. And she was talking to some other people. And there was one seat at the bar. And I sat down. And she ended up starting talking to me and the bartender. She started showing me pictures of her horse and stuff like that.
Her horse?
Yeah, her horse. So just to speed things up, we were talking. She looked at me and she said to me, she had to have been about like 60 years old, maybe late 50s, right?
Was she hot?
No. Not my type. You know, she definitely wasn't my type. And I wasn't interested. Nor am I in the position to be interested.
Did you ask her if she had spider webs in her vagina?
I was kind of taken aback by the next comment because, and I think the bartender just kind of looked at me. I could see the look I felt like from the corner of my eye. She said to me, would you like to come back to my barn and pet my horse?
I would have taken that as a sex act. Like, what are you getting at?
I was like, what? She goes, would you like to come back to my barn and pet my horse? And you know me, I was like, you know, around here, like, somebody doesn't ask you that stuff. I was like waiting to be like shoveled and buried and all this other stuff. And I just looked at her and I was like, well, no. And she goes, well, it doesn't have to be anything more than that. And I said, I just looked at her and she goes, well, how would you like to be on my mailing list? And I went, I didn't even entertain the conversation. This was like the most memorable night of my life because I was sitting at a bar like I've been doing for 20 years. You know, not that I can sit at bars for 20 years, but like traveling for work or whatever. And someone asks me, would you like to come back to my barn and pet my horse? And the next night I went out to go meet some people for dinner. I was talking to the Uber driver, telling him about it. And he goes, dude, she was probably serious. He goes, because around here, people are so friendly. So my question is, what are the strangest or most ridiculous lines that people have had fed to them? That's what we have to talk about sometime. Now let's get to your dating.
All right, let's get to my dating. Actually, a few things. Well, we're going to get into the dating, but we never recorded because it's been about 2 weeks since you and I recorded, and we didn't do a follow-up for Marathon Monday, which was a shit show, a lot of drinking this year. And obviously, Game of Thrones is up and running, which you're all caught up. I did a few on the podcast on my own. And then obviously, I know we're not going to talk about it, so don't listen on Tuesday. Endgame, which nothing to do with the movie. I predicted it would be the highest opening ever. A lot of people didn't know if it would break the 300 million mark. It opened up at 350 million domestic, 1.2 billion globally. So
yeah,
that is insane.
I just read that 2 billion.
Yeah. So
no, we do have a lot to catch up on. We have to get on this regular schedule because we do have to follow up on Marathon Monday. We do have to follow up on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Episode 3 this evening, longest episode of the season. We have our theories on that.
Battle of Winterfell. Well, you know what I like to do? Obviously, we're going to get into the next podcast and finally introduce somebody else to the show, which I'm excited for, and I know you are as well. I wanted to get on a regular recording. Now that I'm set up in this place and got things going again, instead of doing every 2 weeks, I want to record a couple of shows on my own, a couple with you, and then we'll bring our buddy in maybe every other week. But if you're down to record, and I think you are, you know, depending on what day it is, at least once a week, so we can get one fresh podcast, more relevant out, that'd be ideal. So that's where I want to go. 3 podcasts a week, where either 1 or 2 with me or 1 or 2 with you. And then every other week, we'll bring in our new addition to the show, which we'll have that in a little bit. But keep that in your head. You definitely want to do that.
Yeah, no, I think we did. We'll talk about a schedule, but I want to do it. We could do it more regularly because I think we could have some fresh content because of all the things that have, occurred. I know it's been crazy with your move and with me. I had several trips these past few weeks, so.
Good. Well, we're both settled, so I'm ready to go. So, yeah, last time we recorded, I was knee-deep in reacting to all the swiping we've been doing on the show. And I went on a few dates with a bunch of different ladies. One or two stood out above the rest, and then it came down to one who I spent the last 3.5 weeks going out with, just her exclusively.
Wow,
And
that's like a relationship for you. This
for me, it is. In
is
fact,
like
I'm
a
married.
long-term thing, right? You guys married yet?
So I didn't tell her about the podcast. I didn't get into those details. So I could talk a little bit. But again, we'll keep it the no-name policy now that she's actually a little bit more relevant or may become irrelevant. That's what I'll seek your counsel on after last night. So yeah, we went out a few times. Started off, I think I said on the podcast, we started casual drinks. And that night went really well. Then we ended up ordering food. And then we did another night of drinks on that long weekend, that Easter weekend. So that marathon Monday, when we were together that Thursday night, she and I went out again, so much so that we went out on Friday for dinner. I took it to one of my favorite
Wait
Italian
a second, you
restaurants
threw
in
me off
Boston.
here because you said Easter. So you met her for drinks, things were going well, so then you guys decided to proceed to dinner, which is what we always talk about. You never schedule dinner, you schedule like a drink and then you
Yep,
can bounce if it doesn't go well.
that was all on the same night.
Okay, so then after that was
Then
Marathon
after,
Monday.
yep, and so that following Thursday, we just went out for
Okay,
drinks.
after Marathon Monday. Okay, got it.
Yep, because Friday I had off. It was Good Friday. She works from home. So she is a single mom and she has a son. And it's convenient that her parents don't live too far. So she actually could just drop the kid off and he stays over there, which is good. So that balances the dating. So at the weekends, she absolutely could date. And she's very busy at her job. So it's difficult for her to date during the week, which, my job sometimes in my schedule and routine makes it difficult sometimes during the week. But that week
What
worked
does
out
she
because we both
do?
have a weird.
What does she
She
do? You
is.
don't have to give away the company name or anything because I know there's more than one person who does her job in the world, so it's okay to
Yeah.
say.
No, she's a program director. So she's very educated. She has an
Program
MBA.
director for what types of programs?
Human resource programs.
Okay, got it.
So for academia. To pitch a little more of a
Human
picture.
resources with you. I don't know how well this will go. Okay, go ahead.
So she is very, very educated, very intelligent. She's actually from it's well, I can give the country away.
That's
I
a
don't know,
turn
give
on,
some
someone who's intelligent, by the way. Like, people
intelligent
don't realize that.
and she's a Latina. She is from Argentina. We could go that far, I'll say that. And so again, this stuff starts coming out as we date. Anyway, all that stuff's good. Like beautiful, pretty, curvy, like even though Sophia
Dark hair,
dark hair, dark
olive skin.
eyes, olive skin. And again, he's from the intelligence and close to my age, which is something big for you. She is 36.
Okay.
So, and her son is a wee one. He's 6 years old.
That's
And
good.
no, the ex is not local, not in the picture. So the
Is he good?
ex is lives in Chile. And I'll
Oh.
get to the mortgage. So he's not even in the country. So yeah, it was that first date, then that second day for drinks, and then that third date I took her to Da Vinci, which is one of my favorite restaurants in Boston for Italian food. A lot of people think you have to go to the North End. This is actually in the castle between the South End and Back Bay. Love that place. We went there, and then so that was three, four. The fourth date was last night in 3.5 weeks. The fourth date, I took her to a one of my favorite sushi places in Boston, and
It's
not
not the best sushi ever, though, I'll tell you
the
that
best sushi
much.
ever. And the convenience of this sushi place is very close to where I live, so I set it up like that purposely. So she's been really cool about coming in to meet me, or and again, I volunteered to pick her up, but she lives in a city right next to Boston, but a little further out, and she has no problem driving over. She hasn't Ubered yet. She usually drops her son off at the parents' house, and then she comes out and meets up with me. I could get around, me and right here in a central location. I could either walk, take my car. Oh, actually, all four dates, I've either walked, taken an Uber, or I've taken my car. Last night was convenient because I made her very close to home, and she came out once again to be with me.
Man, I have so many questions. It's not even funny. Keep going.
And
I'm trying to write them down because I'm gonna forget.
The date, you know, again, I'm back into dating T form, which, you know, I was doing my little hookup thing every now and then during my state of depression, but I wasn't in true dating form. So besides her and those other three or four girls I went on dates with, you're talking about a dozen dates in the course of 4 to 5 weeks, which I feel like I'm back on. Speaking of horses, I'm back on the horse. You want to come to the barn and see my horse? And with her, I also, and again, now this is where I got going to seek your counsel. So I'm not going to hop on the single mom thing because her situation is unlike the last single mom or moms I dated where it's convenient. So her parents love taking the kid. So she can drop the kid off at any time. So she always has the babysitter is readily available. Both the parents are together. She's not
stressed out about the babysitter because it's her family.
Exactly. She doesn't have to worry about that anymore. So there's no canceling of the babysitters. There's no ex that can mess up the schedule, interfere because he's in another country, wants basically nothing to do with her or the kid. So he's out of the picture. So it's not.
How long were they together? Were they together for a long period of time? And how long have they been separated?
Well, they This is the stuff that starts to unravel. So last night, usually I go with the three-date rule, but I'm a little bit older now. I'm not trying to do that. So it was a fourth date. She knew where I lived. The restaurant's very close to my home. So she knew the intention. And her son, she made it clear that the son was sleeping over the grandparents, so she's ready to stay out. And she's this is a long date. We did a lot of eating of sushi, which sushi, you know how it goes. You get a bunch up front or you order as you go. We chose this time to get a bunch up front, and we just paced ourselves. So as you talk, you put the chopsticks
That's
down.
That's what I do, back in, by the way.
Snack, right? You just come back to it until you clean your plate if you can. And
you never leave a piece of sushi behind. I shovel that stuff in. I don't care how many rolls you order. I'm eating them all.
I'm eating them all. It's all of that. Because it's my cheat day. I'm going off. So it was turned out to be a 3.5-hour, 4-hour date. And it got to the point where the restaurant was closing down, and it was just so convenient how close by I lived. So we end up going back to my place. But before we go back to
that was a question I had. Has she gone back to see your new place yet?
Yeah, this is it. Which again, I don't take this place for granted at all. I love it, but to see somebody else's reaction that I didn't tell them anything about it because they don't know like where they are. As soon as they walk in and come into the building, they think they're living in I live in a hotel.
And then we have to go back to Marathon Monday when you threw me out, but that's okay. We'll talk about that Wednesday. We're going to speak.
There's a reason why I threw everybody out. I just wanted you back at the place. I didn't want the shit that came along with it. Anyway, so luckily I brought her back, and that smell from Marathon Monday was no longer in the fucking place.
I've never had a tasty burger in my life.
And you never have another one in here ever again, tell you that much. And I got to talk to that person that brought it into my home because that's frowned upon. Anyway, she loved
it. I thought you brought him.
No. What?
That was amazing. All right, go ahead. Continue the story. We'll talk about this Wednesday because I want to talk about Marathon Monday and Game of Thrones.
During the course of the day before we got up here, now at this point we're locked in. I made it clear that I lived nearby. So she was coming over regardless. She was down for that. We had great rapport. You know, we've been hitting golf, so let's see how it goes. During the course of dinner, though, she got more in-depth about her personal relationships. I got more in-depth about my life, not because I haven't had much personal relationships in recent memory, and I wasn't getting into shit of a girl I dated a year and a half ago. So she unveiled her marriage or marriages. So I thought it was just, you know, she had first a couple of dates. I thought she just had the kid with this guy. Then she said they were married. So she met him. She's from a small village in Argentina, I guess. There's only like 10,000 people. And they, you know, they had like one TV show, one channel growing up. But again, it's not like your neighbor or the kid at school had different things. They all had the same shit. So she moved here with her family 15 years ago. And she just applied herself to school. They got their visas. The dad started his own like company, blah, blah, blah. So it was the dad, the mom, and the sister. So she applied herself to going to high school, getting out of high school, going to college, then going to get a master's degree. During all that, she would go home all the time back to Argentina because that's where all her friends were. So she met a guy there and he moved up here. Actually, sorry, that was the second marriage. The first marriage, because again, I put this all together. The first marriage was she was doing, she's working at the airport. She worked for an airline while she was in college. So she had to obviously pay her tuition, whatever, use that as an opportunity. The airline allowed her to travel a lot, and domestically and internationally. She met this guy in Miami. He just so happened to be from Chile and she was from Argentina. So they hit it off within a year. She got pregnant and then got married. So again, do the math. The kid's only six. This has only happened in the span of 6 years. So, and then the following year, when the kid came out, you know, he wanted to have like a paternity test and all that shit for him.
When the kid was born, when the kid came out.
Yeah. He was okay. And then didn't want to acknowledge the kid, even though I guess he already had another kid back home in Chile. So that didn't work out. 3 years later, she got she's out of there. She got a master's degree and she ended up getting her own place. She just moved to her own condo. She bought a condo about a year ago. So in between that, she ended up meeting another guy in Chile because she would go back home to Argentina. She had friends. They'd fly over to Chile because once you're down, they're kind of like Europe. You know, you train near each other. You jump around to these South American countries, Central America. You're just down there. She met another guy. They got married and annulled within the course of like 6 months. And that was about 3 years ago. And then she ended up moving out of her parents' house, bought the condo for a kid, kind of gave up on like, you know, she was trying to say like get into serious relationships because she wanted a male figure around for her son. And she had her dad, which was the kid's granddad, but you know, there wasn't anything really panning out. And then she stopped dating for a while and then started doing the dating apps. And I was one of the first people who I guess she stood out, and she's never dated a non-Latino guy before. And I'm like, oh, I go, what made me stand out? She's like, you know, my profile. She's like, all the traveling that I've done, because she's been to Italy too, and she's found that in common. And she saw that I was just from the first date, the way I was career driven and ambitious. She thought it was really funny, very interesting about my humble upbringings, talking about where I grew up and how, you know, where she grew up. So I had to take a step back and let that settle in for a minute. And I'm like, all right, we've gone far. We've already been drinking. The car's parked for the night with her. She knows where I live. We're nearby. So I'm like, let's just go through with this and see how that goes. Go back to my place. So again, you know about Tiger Cat Tigger. I love my little guy. He got me through a tough time. She didn't make it clear. She gets sick or anything. She either just hates cats in general or is allergic to cats. So no problem. That kind of helped me out, right? I kind of left him in the living room and just brought him over to my bedroom, the master suite, got the bathroom in there. Don't really need to be outside. We already drank and I shut the door, left the little guy outside. So now she's in my bedroom and, you know, we have a good time. And then she falls asleep and it's still, to me, I'm like wide awake now, like, you know, again, because she doesn't date a lot. So I don't think she knows the proper protocol of the sex part. And it's okay to fall asleep afterwards, but I mean, she was out cold and I wasn't. And so, you know, I take a scratching at my door. I was like, I'm just going to go out there. So I go outside. I'm petting the cat. I'm playing around on my phone. And next thing you know, she's not waking up at all. And I'm like, I go back in. I check on her. And I'm like, and I got the big bed now. So I had no problem sleeping next to her. But this is like the first woman to stay over the new place, let alone sleep in my giant, beautiful bed. And she's just sleeping. Like, she's out cold. And even girls a lot younger than me, they could go all night. Even girls closer to my age, it's never, unless like we're comfortable enough, we've been dating a while, that's where you get that comfortable sleep. Like, yeah, I'll sleep here for the night, or you could sleep here. It felt weird. It felt like, one, now, because now I'm processing things. The fact that I'm looking at you sleeping and getting a little aggravated, and you know me, just like the Tasteburg incident, I get myself worked up.
Yeah, but I there's so many things that come into mind.
So that's what I'm thinking of. It's like, man, it's like, all right, I'm the first guy on the dating apps. I'm like, she's looking for somebody to marry for this kid. She's already had two marriages. Like, all that was starting to outweigh, she's good looking, starting to outweigh her intelligence and her ambition too. And I'm like, ugh. And the fact that she was like able to sleep so comfortably as I'm processing all this information, I was starting to get resentful. Like,
The sleeping thing, well, first of all, let's go back. She's from a different country with a different culture, so they have different beliefs, right? So I'm not saying that things are okay or not okay. The whole getting into the whole relationship thing, I don't know about talking about it too soon. When someone has a child, yeah, it's good to kind of get a sense of the story of what's going on just because you know about the ex. Like, again, just because you kind of want to know the story of the situation because you don't want to get yourself in the middle of something. So
exactly.
I that's what I'm saying. Like, talking about previous relationships, if somebody wants to do it, you know, there's a point in the time for maybe not date three, but, you know, talking about, hey, what's the story of, you know, your child's father is an important one to have, or if you had children, about the child's mother, because you just want to know the situation you're walking into, because it could be like, oh, he was in prison for murder for 12 years and he just got out last week, by the way, just to let you know. You know, that's something that you should know. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like she got pregnant, got married to try to do the right thing to raise a family. Then it didn't work out so well. And then she ended up, you know, maybe having some issues in getting remarried. I don't know why someone would get remarried so quickly.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you can just hope that, give her the benefit of the doubt with her being educated and having a few years off, that that was one of my questions I have, was going to be like, has she had any serious relationships since leaving her child's father? But
just the, apparently, yeah, another marriage.
There's a marriage in between there.
And then she gave her to the ex.
I mean, it is kind of like soon to be comfortable. But again, if you guys were drinking and eating, I honestly can see how maybe she slept a little heavier than maybe normal with a full belly and,
you know, a few drinks. Me, the crazy things are going on in my head, and I know you're
lying. That might be, that might be kind of you.
It's me, but here's what I'm thinking. Like, that's a brand new bed. Like, it's the beautiful king-size bed. That mattress is built specifically for me to get a good night's sleep and for my body. And I've been sleeping like a baby for the last month. I've been in this new place now, a month now, and it was bothering me. Like, she, I felt like you have no right to be sleeping that comfortably in a bed built for me. And I'm up, stressing, and you're over there just snoring up in this motherfucker. Well, you know, first you didn't like my cat, and now you're up in here, and I'm like, oh man, this girl's been married twice, and she's looking, and then that's where my craziness kicks in. So I had a lot of time to process that, and I'm just like, I get back in the bed and, like, again, man, I could fit like a fucking army in my bed. I was purposely getting close to her to, like, to wake her up. Part of me is like, and again, this is the funny part. Like, I was thinking, like, all right, one more bang, and then either we don't talk again or we do. I do the old, and every guy does this, let me get behind you. I'm ready to go again. You've been sleeping. I was ready to go a long time ago, but you've been sleeping for a couple hours. Let me get behind you and put, you know, the winky rub to the ass. You know, you start pressing, and then she starts feeling that. And that wakes her up, and then you start going and this and that, and she just wakes up, and she's like, I should get going. And now it's just like the wee hours. It's like, you know, the sun's coming up, and I get that beautiful view of Fenway, and I know when the sun's coming up, but I'm looking at my watch now. It's like between 5:30 and 6. And I'm like, all right. I go, you're not going to get your kid now. She's like, no, I'm just going to go home and take a nap and do some things. And I'm like, all right. So that was it, and she ended up saying goodbye, and I walked her down to the car because her car was parked a little bit further away, and that was it. And normally a night like that, especially now in my age, I've always gone that follow-up text the next day. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I didn't do any follow-up communication today, and she didn't either. But I think at this point, it's on me, the man, to do that. But I didn't have it in me. I was like, let me run my errands, pick up my meals. Let me go see Endgame, getting ready for Game of Thrones, gonna do the podcast.
Oh, you should.
I put everything else on my plate not to text her today.
No, that's wrong. I think you should text her and say, hey, thank you. Unless you had like a bad date. If the only bad thing, does she have a good conversation? I'm going to get back into some seriousness here. Can she hold a conversation?
Oh, she absolutely can hold a conversation. She's very, very bright, very articulate, very witty, very quick. She could talk about any topic. She could have.
I think you should text her. And I'll tell you why I think you should text her. She probably feels a little uncomfortable about what happened. She probably did. This is my opinion. If she can hold a conversation, if she is intelligent, she may have had some bad relationships in the past and she took some time off and she's new to the dating scene and she's not comfortable with it, which is okay. And, you know, just because she had bad relationships 6 years ago doesn't mean she didn't learn something from it. And it doesn't mean she's looking for you to be a baby daddy, a caregiver, which, you know, if she's really into her kid and stuff, she'd be cautious about just bringing someone around a kid at this point, having a bad failure after last time.
That's what she also did. So again, she knew the first few dates. Last night, day four, the drinking, the eating. One, I agree with you. She probably felt like, you know, she shared too much and then had sex, hung out afterwards and didn't really want to, you know, she felt awkward. I don't know, but she was definitely sleeping. It wasn't a fake sleep. No, she also did at dinner too. She busted out the phone and was showing me pictures of her kid. So it was more about, she was telling me about him on the soccer team. I know the team he's on. I know the special cleats she had to order because they didn't have his size. So she started sharing some information about the kid too at date number four, 3.5 weeks in, and then coming upstairs and doing the midnight dance.
I look at it this way. I think we spoke about this before. If we haven't spoke about it, I know we talked about it. I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast. But if you're older, right, or maybe I've had this conversation with other people. Like, you know, it's a whole thing like, okay, well, do you want to have kids? Like, when do you say, do you want to have kids or not, right? Sometimes it's important to know about that stuff up front so you don't pursue or waste any time for it. Because why am I going to spend 6 months with you and then realize that you want to have kids and I don't want to have kids, or vice versa? Then it's like, I just wasted 6 months because I'm definitely not having kids and you want kids more than anything. So maybe her trying to bring the kid around was trying to – her sense was to get the reaction of, well, how much communication did you guys do in the span of this 4 weeks other than these dates? Did you guys like text or talk a lot or something like that?
Yeah, we text. So
you guys
we text every day though. But here's another thing. That got to me, because you know me at this point. I'd rather be a rather be a dad than actually get married at this point in my life. She made that clear that she does not want to have any more kids. So I think she was trying to sell me on that. So that's another thing too, getting to the whole, you're right. There's not a sense of urgency, but the older you get, the more, you know, you bring up more sooner rather than later, like you would in like your 20s or early 30s.
Exactly. And it's for the
reason
of-
So we both kind of got that out of the way, but it's like, look, so you don't want to have any more kids. You already had two marriages. You don't like my cat or are allergic to cats, and you, I don't know. There's a lot of things on my side where I don't know if I'd pursue this any further. Should we not have had sex knowing that? No. At that point, we're adults. We both wanted to physically be intimate, and, you know, that's what happened. But then you got to deal with that shit afterwards, where as adults, you also have to address not only the things that you did the night before, but the things that you said. So I think that's why we're both probably.
Well, I don't know if she said anything wrong. Maybe she shared too much personal information with you too soon, or she just feels comfortable enough with you based upon the conversations to share it with you. But with her not, based upon what you're telling me, this is what Dr. Bilo, I'm a good psychologist.
Dr. Bilo's in session.
Yeah, Bilo's in session. I'll take, you know, stories from anybody and I'll work with them. I think you should communicate with her because it's the stand-up thing to do, because I think. And I'll tell you why. And it's not just because you're a guy. I am so over – I'm into people, right? Like, people respect each other. People do stuff like that. So, you know, it's not a guy's responsibility to pay for dinner. It's not a girl's responsibility to pay for dinner. Like, it's situational. So this is all situational. I think that she feels uncomfortable of what happened because she's new to the dating scene, or she hasn't – according to what you're telling me. And she just doesn't know how to process it, and she's worried about what you think. I know you're sitting here processing. She was sleeping or whatever. You know, and I know how you are. I'm going to tell you some of those issues are probably you issues. I would text her and say, hey, I had a good time last night, so I didn't get to talk to you early. You know, I had a busy day. You know, we'll look forward to meeting, seeing you again sometime or something like that. The whole cat thing, find out the story on the cat. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying it's find out the story on the cat because, you know, we can talk about the whole thing like that later, but I'd find out what it is, because she's allergic to the cat, or she doesn't like the cat, or she was just startled by the cat and she was drinking. You know, I mean, there's a surprise. That's what I'm saying. Is like, when you, I don't know how much you were drinking, but I do
not much. That. We weren't like maybe buzz, but we weren't drunk.
Okay.
But also the whole not wanting to have more kids, that didn't sit well with me either.
Well, I give her props for telling you. If that didn't sit well, what?
I appreciate that. I'd rather her, you know, be honest and tell me that.
That's what I'm telling you. If it doesn't work out because you would like to have kids one day and she doesn't want to have kids, you know, I would take it this way, right? Continue your dating app thing. If you have a good time and you go out with her and she, you know, you enjoy yourself and stuff like that, it goes with what I talked to you before. It's like you have to kind of look at, you know, where you're going and what you're doing. Like if, you know, you don't waste your time on something, you don't do something. I don't want to say waste your time. You don't do something. Because if you're with someone and you're spending all the time with them and you don't have any intentions of being with them, then you're not being with someone else. But if you mix it up, saying, okay, well, I can be with this person and go out and be with other people in the meantime and still have a good time and enjoy life and stuff like that, then go do that. I mean, if she can hold a conversation, if she, you know, you feel it out, maybe it will progress into something a little bit more. I mean, you are on date four and...
Yeah, but that's the conversation she and I need to have next, like where we put all the cards kind of on the table last night and now say, all right, here, we obviously both know the things we're looking for out of serious relationships, and maybe we're not getting that with each other, but we enjoy each other's company. Are we both okay with just casually dating and doing what we were doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if I'd bring that up yet. I'd wait a little while.
Well, I'm going to see where it goes. I'll shoot her a text later on tonight before.
No, you definitely should shoot her a text just because I, she came to your place. You know, you guys went to dinner. It's my thought is you should follow up with her because she came to your place. If you had gone to her place in the same type of situation, then, you know, maybe she should follow up with you. You follow what I'm saying?
No, it's definitely on me. I know that for sure. She did give me the, because I say this to everybody though, when they leave, like, text me when you get home, and she did. So that was the last of the conversation. I'm like, all right, great. And that was pretty much it. But I will follow up and figure out where we go from there. But you know me, I did most of my processing last night. So I really have to think more where I want to take this because, again, it's not just, you know, whatever, me being the first guy she met on dating apps. All the girls I dated on the dating apps over the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, she was the first one that I took into that level where we actually got to the point of going over each other's places to live. You know, that for me is the first serious dating app experience that I've had coming out of my state of depression. So I gotta look inward and see. All right,
man, I can't even process some of that stuff. Like, you, like the whole, like, I don't know how people do it, to be honest with you. Like, you know how I am too. I mean, I don't know how you do it. So, I hope you have a protector on your mattress.
I do.
Okay, good. Because you don't want to get any like sweat and other people's sweat and stuff into your bed. I actually put one on mine a few months ago. I think it was.
That whole thing. Well, one, again, you know, I went all out for this place and the bed, but it's not just the bed, man. It's like the whole thing was built for me. The bed, everything, the pillows, they're customized pillows. And she's over there just like, like all I can think of is like a cartoon of Bugs Bunny, like you hear.
So what did you want her to do, by the way? What would you want her to do?
Dude, I don't know. That's where the crazy teapot kicks in. Like, I don't know what I expected, but the wild girls, like the younger ones, it's like they just go all night or they get their Uber and they're like, peace out. And I'm like, nice.
Yeah, but you're not. But see, this is what you have to do,
my friend.
You have to realize that you're old now, right? You're in this, like, people aren't like, you know, I know a lot of young people, and I'm telling you, I hear some of the stories, and they'll go out with someone Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? And they're like telling like what they've done those days. And I'm sitting there going, I couldn't even imagine doing that, period, you know, one weekend or something. So I like consistency.
I like consistency too, but you know me, I like everything on my own terms, like whether it's like my career, my writing.
Yeah, you have to be careful of one thing, because I do talk to a lot of women and they talk to me about some things. You have to be careful of the one thing, because I actually had spoken with a woman at one point, because we were talking about something. She was talking to me about this guy she was with, and, you know, and I ended up saying, you know what, he's probably too single for you. Because it's the same thing. You have to be careful, because you don't want to become too single. You'll be that guy that's too single, meaning you're into your own routines and your own advice, and you're not really someone that someone can date. Now, again, when you're in relationships and stuff, you should always put yourself. I always think you should put yourself first, because not that you're selfish or greedy. You have to be comfortable with yourself and take care of yourself before you can take care of someone else. Because if you live to take care of someone else and not yourself, then you end up having a bad relationship. But
well, let me. I'm gonna open up here. Then we'll wrap this up soon enough. But let me leave you with this. During my little introspective of myself last night while she was snoozing and I was out in the living room as Tigger falls asleep on my lap, I had a moment to myself in the darkness, in the silence, with the street lights of Fenway in there.
Exactly.
And what you just said hit close to home, because when I decided to get back into this, you know me, had to get my head straight, and I did get back into the dating. I last night looked back, and every woman, whether it was, you know, I'm not talking about the casual hookups. Those came and went, and that was good. That was on both our terms. Like, we just trying to fuck and move on. When it got to the relationships, for me, when those are few and far between, looking back inward last night, you're right. The ones that ended on my terms, because I was too into my lifestyle, my routine, it was me ending it, me breaking up, because I felt like I started it on my terms. We had a relationship on my terms, and I ended it on my terms. The only time that I could catch myself, and I'll be very honest with you, where I let the walls down, when I got rid of the routine, where I opened up, when I went out on a Tuesday for pizza, where I, you know, did all this shit more for her, was when I put her first. And when I did that, and I look back, every time they broke up with me. So anytime I given too much and just like put the wall down and not too much routine when I started doing things on their terms or more compromise, I realized that I let myself set myself up for some sort of end on their terms or heartbreak. Anytime that I had control over that, when I could break up, I wasn't too distraught because usually the person that wants to break up, their heart really isn't in any way. They don't get too distraught. But anytime I've actually tried to live more for the woman and their lifestyle or me going against my routine and I opened up more, I didn't open up my lifestyle and be more open to their lifestyle. I actually opened up my heart more. And when I did that, my edge is gone and I let that down. And that's where I honestly got some real heartbreaks in my time. So part of me, I got to find that balance of opening up enough, going against the routine enough, letting it down without putting too much shit out there. Because the last thing I really want to go through right now is get into a real serious relationship. But yet the other part of me wants a real serious relationship. But I'm not going down that heartbreak feelings road.
Well, you can't worry about that. And I'll tell you why. Because walls not only keep out the bad people, they keep out the good people.
I know.
Right? I'm just telling you. So you have to go with the ups and downs. What I was trying to say is it's not like you live for somebody. You guys have to really live for each other and share things, right? It's not always a one-way street. I'm going to ask you my question. Did she pay for dinner?
No. She's offered all four times, but I didn't take her up on that. So, and then she's driven in a few times. She's paying for her own parking.
No, that's good. That's good. It goes with that conversation that we had before. Not like I said, it's date four, so I was kind of seeing what. But if she's offered and you decided to, was it a genuine offer?
I thought about that a couple times. I think two of them felt genuine. The other two felt like she just had to say it. That's what it felt like to me. But again, you know me, it's just like I like the genuine even more, so I never let them pay. When it just feels like you have to say it, even that's enough to say, because there's a chance I could take you up on that offer. So the fact that even the other two that weren't so genuine, I could have been like, yeah, you could pay. But I didn't do that. So yeah, I could say the other two were pretty heartfelt. The other two, she's like, how much is it? That's what I get. The how much is it? And they reach over like they're going to kind of see the bill. How much is it? No, honey. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's not genuine. When someone has to ask how it is, or like if they were to take out your card and say, "Hey, here, let's split this," or
then you get to do the no, and give it back to them. But the how much is it as they go like this?
Listen, I pay for dinner when I go out with people. Like when I was out on my trip, we went out to dinner. I went out to dinner two of the three nights that I was there with people. And then one night we went to dinner, we all split. It was a work dinner. So it's not, both nights were two separate companies, but it was all work dinner. Then we went out for drinks afterwards, like at one drink, we went to a bar and, I paid for the drink for everybody because I got a pretzel. But we'll talk about that on Wednesday too, about how
with that, I hear Hans Zimmer coming in to say, say goodbye to us. He's coming.
Listen, I hear it. I can hear it. Yeah, that's what you said. All right. Well, let's talk Wednesday night then, because we have to get caught up on some stuff. And I want to follow up, and I want you to text this woman.
Yep. I will. I promise my commitment to all of me, to all of you, is that I will follow up. So, all right, B-Lo, we will do this again on Wednesday night.
All right. Peace out. Have a good night.
All right. See you later, brother.